Blog Talk Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. It's incredibly easy to use, and every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that will look great on every device, every time. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. For a free trial and a 10% discount, go to squarespace.com and use offer code BLOGTALK. That's offer code BLOGTALK.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Morgan Arundel, the president of Pertec USA. And Pertec is a fluid power system leader in sales and service, only brand of its kind in franchising in the United States. And we're going to talk to Morgan about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we have a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi,
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Morgan Arundel, the president of Pertec USA. And Pertec is a fluid power system leader in sales and service, the only brand of its kind in franchising in the United States. Hey, Morgan, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Morgan. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, we've been doing the show 7 years now, and I have to say, I think this is the it's been a while since we've had a new category, and you guys certainly seem to fit that tag. You're definitely different, aren't you? You have a nice niche in the market.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. For many years now, whenever we put an ad in the various magazines, they always ask us what industry we're in, and we really don't fit any specific, you know, they're always trying to put
right.
us in with auto repair or service or whatever,
sure.
but it really is a niche market.
It sure is, yeah. I think it's fantastic. So we were very excited to have you on the show today. Well, I'd like to ask, where are you calling from today, Morgan?
Our office is based in Rockledge, Florida, so it's nice and sunny and about 77 today.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're still getting hit up here in the Northeast, if you can believe it. We're having freezing rain up here in eastern Pennsylvania today. So that sounds wonderful. You're lucky that you're down in Florida today. So,
you know, it's funny. We have a lot of centers up north, and January was a record month for us. And one of the reasons was the tremendous snowfall everywhere. As you can imagine, every single snowplow has hydraulics on it. And when they're going crazy out there and work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service, we're out all night and all day servicing them.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that does. That makes sense. Pertec has an interesting history and a long history, too, Morgan. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of the company.
Sure. We started 30 years ago in Australia, actually, and the Pertec name came from Pirelli, the giant rubber company, was making the hoses. And the tech was technology, so it was called Pirelli Technology, which they shortened to Pertec.
That's great.
And it started 30 years ago in Australia by our founder's name's Peter Duncan, and then it came to the UK in 1987, I believe it was, and then we started in 1997 here in the States.
That's fantastic. And again, to, you know, have that 30 years of experience behind you, you know, we've been emphasizing on the show over, you know, the last 7 years that, you know, that's important. That experience certainly means a lot, particularly in franchising, doesn't it?
Right. We've got over 400 centers around the world in 22 different countries. So the system we have in place in the U.S., even though it's fairly recent, it's very unique, but it's been a very proven system. And awfully the same in almost any country. As long as we always say here at Pertec, we don't sell hydraulic hoses, we sell time. So everybody always says, who's going to get the franchise for the Bahamas? But I'm not sure that we could sell a franchise in the Bahamas. You have to, or Jamaica.
Sure.
Nothing against those places. I'd like to go there. But it's just the value of time has to have a big value for us to work. And with that value, you know, we go anywhere, like I say, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and deliver our hose repair service to, you know, many different kinds of businesses.
That's fantastic. There was a great, I recall, a diagram on the website, Morgan, and it starts off with, like, there's a hose failure occurs on site, then it goes to a call to the local Pertec center is made. One of the questions we frequently ask our guests on the show is, maybe if you can describe Pertec USA to our listeners. If you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and said, the typical question is, so what do you guys do? Now, how do you typically respond? I know time is definitely a big part of the response, isn't it?
Right. And our business, you know, the most common thing that people think about is construction, is the various pieces of equipment out there, the backhoes and all that. They have a lot of hydraulic hoses on them. But actually, and I always like to tell the story that if I'm at a cocktail party and I'm talking to someone, and if I want to end the conversation fairly quickly, I just tell them I'm in hydraulic hoses, and that usually ends it. But if I want to continue the story, I tell them I'm in franchising because everybody wants to franchise.
That's true.
And so I was talking to this woman at a cocktail party, and she said, what do you do? I'm in franchising. I said, what do you do? She said, I own a spa. And she said, I've always wanted to franchise my spa. And as you well know, Marty, everybody wants to franchise.
Yes.
And so
absolutely.
Then she asked me, what kind of business, what kind of franchise? And I said, I'm in the service industry. And she goes, well, I am too. And I said, oh, that's great. And I'm thinking, this is going along just great. And then she says, well, what kind of service? And I now I have to give it up and say I'm in hydraulic hoses. And the woman who owns the spa says to me, I need you.
Really?
And I said, really? And she said, I've got some hydraulic chairs that keep on breaking, and all I do is order a new chair for $4,000. Could you have your guy come out? And I said, yeah, let me send him out on Monday. So he went out and fixed the three chairs for her, and she called me back on Tuesday and said, I think I love you. And I said, oh, my gosh. So we go to everything from spas to car hoses. I was just talking to somebody at our local Lowe's department home improvement store, and he said, oh, you're Pertec. And he said, I sent my wife over. We needed a hose for our old Pontiac Trans Am. We do those. We do snow plows, Caterpillar. When the Minnesota Vikings dome fell down up in the Twin Cities, we had to be there on site when they had the lifts there to put it back up in case any of the lifts broke down so we could have the hoses put back on immediately and keep the lifts in the air. So it's a broad range of everything that we do.
It is a broad range, you know, and that never even occurred to me, you know, Morgan, as you're telling that story with the whole spas, you know, but that makes sense. I mean, the industry or the market, potential anyway, must be pretty huge for Pertec, isn't it?
Yeah, the hydraulics industry is actually growing rapidly because with computerization, in the old days, they couldn't control the hydraulics like they can,
right.
And it's the cheapest form of power. So now with computerized controls, they can control the hydraulic power on all these equipment. So actually it's growing pretty rapidly, and it's already in so many different things. Like I said, we had one center that we always ask the technicians to go out and make the sales calls, and we got a call in one day from the city morgue asking us to come out and give them a quote because they have hydraulics there to move the bodies and pneumatics for everything, and it was a fairly good-sized job. So we always tell the technicians, if you guys stop by the city morgue, it's a little gruesome, but we do everything for everybody. So
it is. It's quite interesting, and there must be sometimes, I guess, that the misperception, you know. And I must admit that, you know, I've probably had that too, you know, before doing this interview today. But as I'm listening to you, you know, and you hear all the different scenarios, and you've probably got like a thousand different stories, Morgan. It really is quite fascinating when you think of the market potential, you know. So it's fascinating. How has technology played a role in Pertec's business? I'm sure the business model today is different, you know, compared to 10 or 15 years ago in terms of technology, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit, Marty, but the one great thing about our business is hydraulic hoses, at least in our lifetime, are going to always be hydraulic hoses. It's too expensive to make them out of Kevlar.
Right.
So basically, the hydraulic business is always going to be here. And replacing hydraulic hoses is a somewhat complex task, but something that we can train our technicians to do. And so from the standpoint of replacing hydraulic hoses, there isn't a whole lot, but what's happened is, and we're in the midst of it right now, is the technology of dispatching the vans and knowing where they are and GPS tracking. And we always say ETA 1 hour. So you can imagine, in fact, the other day my sewer backed up, and I said, oh, my gosh, and we got a plate on it, and I had my wife standing on the plate so it wouldn't come into the house.
Right.
And I said, why isn't there a Pertec in the – because I called them, and they said it's going to be like 24 hours. And we're ETA 1 hour. Actually, we're usually there because of our tracking in 30 minutes.
Right, and that's where technology, I guess, comes in, doesn't it, Morgan?
Right. It really plays an important part. Now we have tablets. We know right where the guys are. We know who's closest and to get him there, and he can have it all ready. Usually our customers are up and running in about an hour.
That's amazing. But what type of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Morgan?
Well, our typical franchisee is usually a businessman between the ages of 40 and 55 or 60 who's worked for a company. They don't actually go out and change the hoses. They more or less run the business. We have the technicians that do that. And so we just need somebody with a pretty good business sense. And of course, like a lot of businesses, sales background is great, but we can kind of teach that too. And we have a business that our customers need. You know, one other great story, Marty, I'd like to tell is the coin that they flipped for the NFL is produced locally here by a company called the Highland Mint. And he has 2 weeks from the day of the final NFC and AFC championship game, he has actually 1 week to get those coins to the NFL, and they make them to flip the coin for the Super Bowl. And 1 year his machine broke down, as you can imagine. This was a catastrophe.
Right.
And we sent our guy out there and got it fixed. And he said, oh, my God, in the old days we had to fly in people from Canada with hoses to fix it.
Amazing.
And he said, I cannot believe this is the greatest service ever. So, like you say, we do the whole broad stream of many different things.
It is. It's great when I'm listening to these stories, Morgan. I mean, it's really all around us, isn't it? You know, when we talk about your type of business, and you don't even think about it, you know, but it really is that huge. And as you use the word broad, I think it's really quite fascinating. You mentioned a little bit about the training earlier. I mean, how does that work? I mean, once you decide that it's a match, you know, you like them, they like you, and they want to go forward, how does the training work? Do they typically come out to your headquarters?
Yes. We have a very comprehensive, obviously with 30 years of experience, we know how to train these people. So they come to our franchise service center here in Rockledge, Florida, and they're here about a month for training here to go through everything they need to know to start. And then once they get to their center, which while he's here for training, we have a shop setup person that will prepare his entire center for him. So when he leaves, there's nothing there. When he walks back, he's got a turnkey operation.
Right.
And then we have people on site for the first probably month at least to make sure that there's no problems and to walk the franchisee through what he needs to do. And then pretty much a couple of weeks almost every month from there on for the next 6 months, we have somebody in the center making sure that there aren't any problems or anything. And so we want to make sure that, you know, it's not like a sub-franchise where there's one on every corner. We want to make sure when you go into a city that you're going to do a good job. And we're ETA 1 hour, and we want to make sure we perform, you know, to the level of the rest of the Pertec system.
That's fantastic. What is, if it's possible in your business, I'm kind of thinking about it now, a typical day like for a Pertec USA franchisee?
Oh, typically we like to say that he should go out and visit probably 15 potential customers, which we'll give them the names. We know from the SIC codes which companies, and since we do a lot, we have, you know, 50 franchises now in the U.S., and we know that certain companies, one of our big customers is rental companies, as you can imagine. When those go down, they've got a big problem of having to take a new machine out or get Pertec out there to fix it. So we know where they need to go to make their initial sales calls, and basically all they have to do is walk in and tell them they exist, because before Pertec came to these cities, typically a hose would break and the owner would have to find somebody to take the hose off, take it to the local dealer, get it fixed, bring it back. So our franchisee has to go out and make himself available to these companies to tell them we are now here. And that's about half his day, and then the other half would be back in the office taking care of the details and everything. But it's we teach them all that stuff and how to log it and keep track of it, and we help them every step of the way on that.
That's great. You mentioned the office, Morgan. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that. I mean, as far as, like, location goes, I mean, what kind of location do you look for the business, and how much space is actually required?
Sure. We typically, our franchisees, start out with about 3,500 square feet, and that can be in just about any building. It's pretty simple. The location is, we don't need a lot of frontage, at least at the start, on a major thruway or highway or anything, because we're more a word-of-mouth kind of thing or a selling. So it can be in a little industrial complex or whatever. I visited a lot of the Pertecs around the world, and in fact, some of them, even the fellow who opened it, like in the UK, we couldn't find the center for about 30 minutes one day, and then we had to go to GPS to locate it. And but on the other hand, this guy was doing an immense amount of work out of this center, and because once they find you, the people that need your service, they know exactly where to go, and the word of mouth spreads. So about 3,500 square feet. And We have a counter in there that does over-the-counter work, and then that's where the vans are also loaded with their product and everything, and we typically have an admin person who's there to handle the bookkeeping and an operations manager to make sure the inventory is kept up to snuff and everything, and then the franchisee. So it's fairly compact, you know, in terms of the number of employees you need to have.
That's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Morgan, are, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they have it in the mind that they want to buy a franchise, and we find that a lot of them just don't even know where to begin. What advice would you give to our listeners?
Well, I think it's important, obviously, that you go online and check out the websites. And that's the, we were just talking about this the other day at our Florida Association of Franchisers, that 15 years ago when we started it, there weren't a lot of websites you know, around for everybody, and now everybody has it. So that's a great place to begin is thing. And then at least at our company, all it takes is a phone call, and we're more than happy to walk you through it and talk about everything. And we want to make sure we're a good fit. Not everybody is a good fit for every franchise, so it's important not only for Pertec but for anybody that you fit good with the people. And almost everyone offers a discovery day, and that's a pretty cheap way to go visit the company and see if you like the people there, and you know, and then you can make a decision, you know, to do it. But all it takes is looking at the web and making a phone call, and I'm sure almost every franchise is the same with wanting to make sure you both fit the program, you know.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. So what's in the plans for the future for Pertec? I mean, if you could look 3 to 5 years down the road, Morgan.
Well, we're continuing to develop. We don't, we're never going to be a McDonald's and put in 1,000 a year. You know, we put in somewhere between 10 and 15. Most important to us is to make sure that every single one we put in is doing well, and the fellow who's invested his money in this is, we're a business-to-business franchise, and that he's invested his money and he's going to get a return on it. So we're looking at, you know, if we expand to the level that Australia and the UK has done, basically in any city you have about one Pertec for every 250 to 500,000 people. So in the United States we could have 300 centers. It's going to take us a little bit to get there, but in any single city in the U.S., we could add another franchise. And adding a franchise where there already is one actually helps the other one, because the sales calls to the people out there are now doubled in that city. And the biggest problem we have is, just like you, Marty, most people don't know that there's a company called Pertec that goes out and will come to you. We'll come to your house if you have a car that needs a new hydraulic steering hose. We'll come to your house. All you got to do is pick up the phone, and we'll send a technician out to help you with the hose. So that's our biggest problem. But we're growing steadily. We've had a record number of years the last 3 or 4 years, and we expect that to continue. Everything's starting to pop in the economy a little bit.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Morgan, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Should they go to the website, and any numbers you want to plug?
Yeah, if they want to just go to the website, they can go to our international website, which is www.pertec.com, or they can go to our specific site, www.pertec, that's P-I-R-T-E-K-U-S-A.com, and that'll lead you right to us.
Okay.
And Gwyn O'Kane, he's from Australia. He's had over 20 years in the Pertec business. He's our, actually, he's going to kill me, he's from New Zealand, but he's our franchise salesperson. He'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Morgan. I think you have a fascinating franchise opportunity. I'm glad I had you on this show today. I learned a lot about your business model, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is great.
That'd be great, Marty. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure, Morgan. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for 80 shows, and we've interviewed some of the top franchisors, franchisees, franchise experts in the country, and it's just been an incredible experience. Each show, you know, Don and I have learned something, you know, and there's usually typically two or three learning lessons from each radio program. The podcast that you're going to get to hear today, or the great quote in franchising, is from Dan Castellini. And you're also going to get to hear from John Hewitt, who is also the founder of Liberty Tax Service. And, you know, he talks about his most successful franchisees. But listen to what Dan says as far as, you know, taking a self-assessment and typically the people who become the most successful franchisees. I really thought it was a great learning lesson. So here we go.
And they put send a picture in, and we don't even know about it. Next thing we see our picture, a Lady Liberty featured in the USA Today or somewhere in the country where we didn't even do anything except do our jobs and put our Lady Liberties out.
That's great. Now, the Lady Liberty, was that your idea, John, or was that yours, Dan?
Dan can't, you know, I asked Dan, and remember, I already said he's one of the best 10 or 20 ever in out of 3,000, so I built him up, and this is not a slam to Dan at all, but I often ask my top people just to make other people understand. They said, Dan, what did you create? What did you invent? When you've been here four seasons, what did you do different? And he said, really, the top people say, you know what, I followed the plan. And I think Dan can confirm that. Is that accurate?
That's franchisee, John. That's what Marty and I speak about a lot. A lot of our experts we've had on, trying to recruit people, don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the system and work hard and have that passion. In most franchise, you got to be people, you know, a people person. And, you know, you're gonna be successful is the bottom line.
Absolutely. Dan's comment?
What's that?
How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that it went back when I was looking, you know, deciding if franchising was right for me. You know, that's the first thing I determined was, you know what, I don't want to invent anything. I'm not creative. Just give me a plan that I can execute. Of course, then you go in search of that plan, and that's exactly what Liberty has. And to succeed, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head. It's simply, you know, have that personal drive and then the ability to listen and execute the plan that you signed up to follow.
Right. You know, getting solid training.
I love that quote from Dan Castellini, how he says, you know, he took a real honest self-assessment. He says, you know what, I'm not a creative person. I don't want to invent anything. And, again, I just want to follow the system. And, again, typically, you know, this is what we found to be the most successful franchisee, somebody who is just willing to follow the system. So, again, this is our first great quote in franchising and our first podcast, so it's kind of historic. So we'd love to hear your feedback as we get into the whole world of podcasting now. We think this is going to be a great additional service to our listeners because, again, our shows are very detailed. You know, they're typically, you know, as you know, for our listeners, 60 minutes in length. So what Don and I would like to do is kind of highlight some great quotes from each show. So if you don't have 60 minutes to hear the show, you can go and listen to the podcast and listen to some highlights or some great learning lessons in franchising. So we hope you enjoy this one. Again, we'd love to hear your feedback, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another great quote in franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.